Chapter 6. It was Hakeem Randall.
Hakeem! Oh my goodness, I can't believe it's you,
Darcy said. Her heart skipped a beat. She hadn't spoken to him since her grandmother's funeral when he made a surprise trip from Detroit to be by her side.
How is everyone back there? How are your parents?
They're okay, Darcy said, trying to sound upbeat. She wasn't going to go into her family's problems now. Not with Hakeem paying for a long-distance call.
How about your family? How's your dad?
Darcy, that's why I'm calling. I can't stay on the phone long, but I just wanted to give you the good news.
His voice was fast and upbeat, like he could barely restrain what he had to say.
Tell me, she urged.
My dad's cancer has stopped. He passed his physical, and he's getting a little stronger every day, Hakeem said.
She could hear the excitement in his voice. It was a huge change from how he had been just months ago when he told her his father was sick and that his family was moving out to Detroit.
That's the best news I've heard all summer, Darcy said, meaning every word.
For a second, she almost forgot about the gloomy cloud in her own house.
There's more, Darcy. Dad plans to stay here and help my uncle, but he said this fall I could come back to Bluford.
What? How?
Darcy almost couldn't believe the news.
Coop's mom said I could stay with him this school year. My parents thought about it for a while, and since they've known each other for years, they said it was okay.
Darcy felt her eyes begin to tear.
Are you serious? Are you really coming back?
Not until the first week of September, so it'll be a while. But I wanted to tell you myself. I can't wait to see you. I miss you big time.
I miss you too, Hakeem, Darcy said, wanting to reach out to him.
She wished he was next to her so they could talk. Yet as she thought about it, she did not know what she would say. How could she ever tell him about the time she spent with Brian Mason? Would he be disappointed or blame her for what happened? Would he somehow see her differently, think less of her, because she had allowed Brian for a time to touch her? It was a secret she would have to keep. There was no way she would let it ruin the news of Hakeem's return.
Well, I should go, Darcy. I just wanted to let you know. Maybe we can go to the junior prom next year after all, he said.
You better ask me first, she teased.
I think I just did.
Then you have a date, she answered, almost laughing.
I'm there already, he replied.
She could hear other people talking to Hakeem in the background over the phone. Though there were several voices, one was clear.
Come on, we got work to do, cuz. You gotta hang up that phone.
Darcy listened as Hakeem yelled something and then spoke to her quickly.
I wish I had more time, Darcy, but I gotta go now. I'll be there this fall, I promise, he added.
When she hung up the phone, Darcy wiped tears from her eyes. Her first boyfriend was coming back. It was the best news she had all summer, and for a time, she allowed herself to enjoy it, like a favorite dessert eaten slowly. The next morning, Darcy woke up totally confused. She heard the sound of women's voices coming from the living room, and she looked at the clock. It was 8:45, and Darcy didn't have to be at Scoops until noon. Since the school year ended, Darcy had started sleeping late, especially since the nightmares had begun. She wanted to roll over and go back to sleep, but the sound of the voices made it impossible. Who was talking? She wondered, getting up and heading to the edge of the door.
I can't believe you let yourself get into this position again, Maddie. At your age?
Darcy recognized the voice immediately. It was her Aunt Charlotte, Mom's sister. Charlotte had never liked Dad, and she always acted as if she was somehow better than everyone else. She lived alone in a nice townhouse outside the city, and Darcy couldn't stand her because she was always judging everything. And in her eyes, Dad, the new house, and even Jamie and Darcy's behavior never measured up.
Look, I didn't ask you to come here today. And if all you're going to do is tell me about my mistakes, you can just leave, Mom said.
Now you don't have to get upset. I came here so I could go with you today, and that's what I'm going to do, Aunt Charlotte said.
Just because Carl has made another mistake and can't be here doesn't mean I shouldn't be.
Charlotte, please, Mom yelled.
If I knew you were going to be like this, I wouldn't have even called you. Now let's go. I don't want to be late.
Darcy listened as the two women walked out and locked the door behind them. The house was quiet. Jamie's door was still closed, and Dad was out already. Darcy felt a nervous tremble in her stomach. Something strange was going on, but what? At Scoops, business was busier than ever. For the first time in a week, the summer heat was scorching the city, making people rush in to get something cool to eat and escape the hot sun. It was so busy that Tamika, Darcy's manager, was forced to work side by side with her and Haley just to keep the lines down. At 4 o'clock, Darcy noticed a yellow sports car pass by outside. It looked exactly like the one Duane drove. Minutes later, a pretty, light-skinned girl with green eyes came in wearing a UCLA t-shirt.
"Can I get 2 mint smoothies?" she asked.
It can't be, Darcy thought to herself. It was the same order she prepared for Brasana and Duane the other day. Darcy handed her the smoothies and collected the money, carefully studying the girl's face.
"Thank you," the girl said, walking out.
Alarm bells were going off in Darcy's head. She had to find out one way or the other if the girl had anything to do with Duane. Quickly, she turned to Haley.
"I need to take a 5-minute break. I'll be right back."
"Now?" Haley protested. "It's too busy, Darce."
2 minutes, that's all I need," she said, taking off her apron and visor and rushing out the door. Outside, the hot afternoon wind blasted Darcy like exhaust from a giant furnace. The girl had already vanished. Darcy scanned up and down the main street looking for the t-shirt. While there were people everywhere, the girl was not one of them. Darcy rushed to the nearest corner. Beneath her feet, the sidewalk was hot, making the bottoms of her shoes soft and gummy. Up ahead, about 30 yards away, she spotted the yellow sports car. The door was open, and the girl was just easing into the passenger seat. In a second, the door closed, and Darcy saw her lean toward the driver for an instant, as if she was kissing him, but the bright glare of the sun made it impossible to tell for sure. Darcy was about to move in for a closer look when the car sped off. There was no doubt in Darcy's mind. Duane was behind the wheel, and though she really couldn't see, Darcy was sure the girl was more than just Duane's friend. "He's cheating on you, Brasana," Darcy said to herself, making her way back to Scoops, the anger in her chest burning like the summer sun that blazed overhead.
"Just stop it," Brasana yelled over the phone.
It was a little after 9 p.m., and Darcy decided she had to tell Brasana what she had seen.
"I don't want to hear it."
"Brasana, it's true. I saw him with my own eyes," Darcy insisted.
"Darcy, this is the lowest I've ever seen you go. I know you're lonely and jealous, but I never imagined you'd do something like this."
Darcy struggled to control her temper.
"Brasana, you've got to believe me. Ask Duane where he was this afternoon."
"What's your problem, Darcy?"
Brasana demanded.
"Even if Duane was cheating on me, which he's not, what do you care?"
Darcy paused, the words all jumbled in her mind.
"Because you would say something to me if I was seeing someone who was no good for me," Darcy said. "You did it when I saw Brian Mason, and I'm doing it for you now."
"Look, Darcy, I don't know what happened to you this summer, but you got serious issues. You were freaking out at the mall, and now you're freaking out at me. I don't know what your problem is, but you're just plain wrong."
Brasana's comment hit Darcy like a punch in the stomach. It was bad enough that Brasana wasn't listening to her, but what she said was worse. Darcy knew there was truth to Brasana's words. There was something wrong with her, and it was affecting her sleep, her thinking, and her judgment.
"Brasana, I saw him in the car today. He was with some girl in a UCLA shirt. I'm telling you the truth."
"Darcy, that was his cousin, okay? Duane was picking her up after class," Brasana growled. "You got anything else you want to say?"
Darcy felt a sinking feeling in her stomach as if she swallowed a brick.
"His cousin?" she repeated.
It still did not make sense. She was sure that the girl had kissed him.
"Are you sure? I thought I saw..."
"Darcy, just drop it," Brisana yelled, cutting Darcy off. A second later, the phone went silent.
Brisana? Darcy asked, but she knew it was pointless. Brisana had hung up on her.
Without a second thought, Darcy called Tara. The two had not spoken in days.
I told you she wasn't going to listen, Tara said. At least you know you did the right thing. You tried. That's more than most people would have done.
I don't know. I just have a bad feeling.
What else can you do? It don't take a genius to know that Dwayne is trouble. Cooper's about ready to quit his job. He's so fed up. I think that girl you saw was actually at the station today. Coop said Dwayne was showing off all day, bossing him around in front of some college girl. And from what Coop saw, those two ain't cousins. Not unless they're kissing cousins.
I knew it, Darcy exclaimed. That boy only wants Brisana for one thing, and she just doesn't see it.
She could feel her pulse pounding in the side of her head. It was so loud, she wondered if Tara could hear it over the phone.
Darce, Tara said, the tone of her voice shifting suddenly like the gears of a car. You mind if I ask you something?
No, Tara, what's up?
You're taking all this business with Brisana real personal. I mean, I know you two are friends, but it seems like there's something else going on.
Tara spoke carefully, and Darcy could hear the sincerity in her voice.
Is everything all right with you?
Darcy took a deep breath.
What do you mean?
She said, trying to pretend as if she did not understand her friend's question.
Come on, Darce. We're tight. We've been hanging all year, and I know when something is bugging you. You ain't been yourself in weeks. You don't want to come out anymore, and you always seem down. And I know about your grandma, but this stuff with Brisana is something else.
Darcy knew Tara meant well, but she could not bring herself to say the words, and she wasn't even sure what they were.
Brian attacked me. He almost raped me. And now I have these bad dreams, and I don't feel safe anymore. Guys make me nervous.
Everything she could think of sounded almost crazy. She felt as if she was making a big deal out of something that wasn't serious, that she should just keep the whole thing secret, just like Mom and Dad were doing about whatever was wrong with them.
You're acting like a baby,
a voice said in her head. It was what Brian said when his hands were slipping under her shirt, tugging at her clothes. She knew the voice was wrong, but it had power. It made her feel embarrassed and guilty and unable to speak about what happened. Not even to Tara, the person she believed would never hurt her.
Tara, I just been busy, that's all. I've been working a lot of hours at Scoops, and I guess I've been kind of tired, Darcy said.
She felt guilty for not telling Tara the full truth, but it was as if she had a hand on her throat preventing her from saying what had really been bothering her for so long.
Oh, but you're not too busy to go to the mall with Brisana,
Tara replied, raising her voice slightly.
I understand completely.
No, Tara, it's not like that.
Whatever, Darcy. I was trying to help you, that's all. If you can't talk to me, that's your problem.
Darcy could hear the hurt in Tara's voice. She couldn't believe what was happening around her. The secret with Brian was a kind of cancer, spreading its way into her closest friendships. She had to tell someone soon. Maybe now.
Look, Darcy, I gotta go, Tara said suddenly.
You still have time to come with us tomorrow for the July 4th cookout, right? Or are you going to be busy?
There was no way Darcy could open up to Tara now, not with the resentment she heard pushing through the phone at her.
I'll be there, Tara, definitely, she said.
All right, see you then.